The Gemara from Chesam Beis brings down the Brisa talking about the Issa of Einar Zvarim, and it says that if a Imhaya Ger Balam Matar Yamer Loi Pesha Achan Avelis Hachevah Shkatzar Masim Balam Matar Shnami Piyan Gvura, don't tell him that a mouth that ate an Avelis Hachevah Shkatzar Masim is not going to come and learn Taira. You're not allowed to do that because of Einar Zvarim. And the Pnei Shua is bothered with the Kasha that L'chari this is not Einar Zvarim because for a guy it's Mutar Tit Avelis Hachevah Shkatzar Masim. These are Dvarim that are Mutar for a guy. Why is the Gemara saying things that are Mutar for a guy that he's allowed to eat begi? So we should have mentioned these serum that he did that are asa for him. Don't say that a guy who did whatever he serum are asa for Meinayach is now coming to learn Torah. But why are you mentioning dvarim that are takamutah them? There's no iser at all for a guy to eat nevelas chayfus shkatzim or masim. And the Pnei Shua says a pelik hazak. He says that really when it comes to other serum that's pashit that there's no tsar in saying that to him because now he's a gersh and his guy is called a noila dummy, and whatever he did beforehand is not nechshav at all. So regular surim would not be taina here at all. But over here, by Nevelis Hachefes, he says, Nehid Yisur Elaka, big use, even though there's no Yisur, afilo hakim, Yisur Milsa, but it's still nice. Ked Aminim Ba'alma, Shem and Tafdan Li B'shal Adam, like we find that these Dvarim, Machalas Asuris, caused Timtum Halev. And he says, we find by Meshur Benu, the Bekanusa, he didn't want to be Yenik from a guy for that reason, because of Timtum Halev, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and the Yerderes, and Pe'alef, that no one is allowed to be Yenik from a guy because of Timtum Li B'shal Adam. And therefore, the attack is a temptum over here. There's something real. So, Kamashwan, the Filahachi, also Achlima, Bezer, Filahachi can't be machlim him, even though the attack is a temptum for Nevelas Hachevus. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. And the Chiddush is about the Chiddush from the Pnei Yeshua, because first of all, he's saying there's temptum alev over here, when the guy ate it, was 100% mutter. So, he seems to be saying that even when a dover is mutter, there's still temptum alev, because the mice of the Cheftza of the Machal Sasuris causes temptum alev, and that's Kerdu, Abig Machlekis, and Achrainim. Is there timtum halev on a davar, something which is mutter, if it's you're allowed to eat it, which over here you are allowed to eat it, but the etzem chetz itself causes timtum halev, it's mashma that the Pnei Yeshua held that this would cause timtum halev, even though it's a davar hamutter for a guy. And the second chiddush is that the chayr is a gersh and his guy can hanol dami, whatever he did then doesn't make a difference, the timtum halev is not going to carry over. So you see that even though he's in this guy, you're still going to have the timtum halev. So those are both big chiddushim. And the first chiddush that he's saying, even though he does bring from the, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be yonik from a guy, and we find the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't be yonik from a guy, that lechayr is not, lechayr can be marcheh that right. Over there, we're saying that a yid can't be yonik from a guy, because being yonik from the chalav of the akum itself causes timtum alev. But that doesn't mean that the guy who ate something by fan mutter is not going to have timtum alev because of what he did then, now that he's a megayr. Right? So that is talking about big yusay, not allowed to be yonik from an akum, but now that he's this guy, maybe that timtum alev wouldn't be here. And Bechlal, to say there's Timtum Alev and what the guy ate when it's mutter for him is also a Kiddush. And even though you do find that the Acharnim say, like the Nasi Kelim over there say that when the Menakis eats Dvarim HaAsurim, should be Kruach Nefesh, still you shouldn't be Yanik because of Timtum Alev. And that's one of the rabbis they bring, that Timtum Alev is even Ba'ifan where his mutter, or his mutter Mishim Kruach Nefesh. That Lachar is also not a Raya to this because at the end of the day over there she's eating a Dover, which is Asafir, she's not allowed to eat it, but there's a Heter Kruach Nefesh, whether it's Hotar Dechuya. At the end of the day, it's a davar aser that she's allowed to eat mishim pikuach nefesh. Mashing it by a guy, it's 100% mutter. There's no iser at all. It's even better than hutra. It's never nesu to a guy. So to say there's timtum alev on that is a bigger chiddush. It's even a bigger chiddush than katli de chaziri, the shlal of the guy when they came into Eretz Yisrael, which some say there's timtum alev over there also. It's a davar aser that the Torah is a matter. But over here, when the Torah was a matter, they never asked it to begin with. It's a much bigger chiddush to say there would be timtum alev over here. So it is a big chiddush to say that it would be Timtum Alev, and actually it can be manchah that there's no raya from the Pnei Yeshua that this is Timtum Alev, and Avadis Gersh and his guy, there won't be Timtum Alev, but all the Pnei Yeshua is saying, like his lashon is, that it's Me'isa Milsa, it's Mug. So why is he saying it's Mug if it's real Timtum Alev? What he's saying is that, not that over here there'd be Timtum Alev, but being that you find that this is a davar that does cause Timtum Alev, Machazah says does cause Timtum Alev by Yid when it's Eifen Ha-Asr, or even if you have a Heter, it's going to cause Timtum Alev. So therefore, when a person ate a begiusa, even though over there won't be timtum alev, but it's mi'isa milsa, it's still mav. So there is a mi'isa over there because the chavta is a chavta machalas asuris, is a davar that you find could cause timtum even when it's mutter. So even over here, you don't have that actual timtum, but the mi'isa you do have. It is mi'isa milsa, and therefore, for that reason, you would think there would it's different than the other examples because there is something real over here. There is l'chol apachas and mi'isa milsa. But to say that there's a real timtum, maybe there's no raf from it, that there's a real timtum, there's just enough ad kedekach. Could be milsa milsa. The fact that by yisol causes timtum alev, that's a simon that the chafta is a chafta of the surah. There's something wrong with the chafas itself. And even though for the guy it's 100% mutter, but that is milsa milsa, and that's the chiddush of the Gemara. I think Gemara says dafka nevelas u'chafas.